Zegt de Allah, Parakir Alf, Mishnah Chet, Achadus, Shebet Bayit. An overground well inside a house. And there's a maid inside the house. Umenora Bitocho. There's a candlestick inside the overground well. Ba'prach Shalo Yotze. And the holder of the candlestick, which is on the top of the candlestick, is jutting out over the top of the Chadus. Ukfisha Nesuna Allah. And there's a basket being supported by this prop, by the candle holder. The basket is positioned in such a way that if the menorah would be taken away and the kfisha would lose its support, it would fall down and cover the pi hachadus, would cover entirely the edge of the chadus, as the chadus would be entirely covered by this basket. And this basket is not mekabel tumah. Beishamei oimrim hachadus tar umenorah tmeah. Beishamei says all the kalim inside the overground well are tar. Even though there's a mace inside the house, the kalim inside the chadus would be tar, and they would be protected by the kfisha that's suspended above the chadus. And the kfisha, together with the walls of the chadus, would protect any kalim inside of it. Since the kfisha is directly above the chadus and positioned in such a way that if the menorah would be taken away, it would cover up the entire chadus, it would protect the chadus together with the walls of the chadus, and all the kalim would be tar. But the menorah is tame, and since the candlestick holder is sticking out from the chadus, it is not protected, and it would become tummy from the mace. Now the Mephoshim asks that the menorah, once it becomes tummy, it has the same din as the mace itself. And that is a din that a metal kli, according to some Mephoshim and according to other Mephoshim, all kalim that become tummy from a mace have the same din as the mace itself, and would be metame just like a mace itself. So once the menorah becomes tummy, how do we say that the rest of the kalim inside the chadus would be tar? The answer is, the Rav explains, that we're talking about where instead of there being a mace itself inside the house, there is a kli that had become tummy from the mace. A metal kli had become tummy from the mace, and that metal kli has a din like a mace, so therefore it's metame, the contents of the house. So in such a case, even though the menorah does become tummy, since it didn't become tummy directly from the mace itself, instead it became tummy from a kli that became tummy from the mace, that menorah doesn't have a din like a mace itself, and will not be metame, the contents of the chadus. Beitel says that even the menorah is tar, even the menorah is protected and will not become tummy from the mace. And even though the candle holder is sticking out from the well, since it's only the candle holder that's sticking out, not the menorah itself, the menorah would remain tar. Umode shentinato ha-menorah kfisha nefeles ha-kol tummy. Both Beishamah and Beitel do agree that if the basket is positioned in such a way that had the menorah which is supporting the basket been taken away, the basket, instead of covering up the chadus, would fall into the chadus. In such a case, the basket would not protect the kalim inside the chadus from becoming tameh. In such a case, all the kalim inside the chadus would become tameh, as the kfisha, the basket that's overhead, can only protect the chadus if it were positioned in such a way that had the menorah been taken away, it would cover up the chadus. But in this case, that had the menorah been taken away, it would fall into the chadus, it cannot protect the chadus, and therefore, the kalim inside the chadus would become tameh. This Mishnah continues to discuss the case that we had in the previous Mishnah. We have an overground well inside the house, and there's a tumah inside the house, and the kedayis and a mace inside the house. And there's a menorah with a candle holder on top of the menorah that's sticking out from the well. And this candle holder is supporting a kfisha, a large basket, which is not makabel tumah. And had we taken away the menorah, the kfisha would fall on top of the well, covering the entire well. So the Mishnah tells us, if there are any kalim on top of the walls of the well, it's between the well and the edge of the basket, even if there are kalim that are buried underneath the well, all these kalim would be tar. They would be protected from becoming tumah from the tumah that's inside the house. And just like we said in the previous Mishnah, that any kalim inside the well itself would not become tumah from the tumah that's inside the house, as the kfisha of the basket together with the walls of the well would protect all the kalim inside of it. And even though the basket is not exactly on top of the well, instead it's suspended in the air above the well, but since it's directly overhead, and if the menorah would be taken away, the kfisha would cover the entire well. So just like the kalim inside the well are tar, so too the kalim on top of the walls of the well and kalim that are in the ground underneath the well, those kalim are also tar. They're protected from becoming tummy from the tumah inside the house. Tumah sham habayis tummy. But if there's a tumah inside the well, instead of the tumah being inside the house, it's inside the well. In such a case, not only would the kalim inside the well become tummy, from the tumah that's inside the well, but all the kelim inside the house would also become tumah, even though the well is covered with a kedusha. Since the tumah will eventually be taken out of the well into the house, the tumah that's inside the well would be metameh the contents of the house. Tumah bebayis. Kelim should be kaisa achados. And yeshem kaiman tefach al tefach, al rum tefach tahirim. Then lab tumah. If there's a tumah inside the house, and there's an overground well that's also inside the house, and now we're talking about an overground well that's not covered by a kedusha, there is no basket over the well, and there are kelim inside the walls of the well, to the cavity inside the walls of the well in which there are kelim. If that cavity that the kelim are held in is a tefach by a tefach, the kelim inside of them would be tar, as it's considered an oil by itself, since the cavity is a tefach by a tefach, and it would protect the kelim that are inside the cavity. Now, even though in this case there is no kedusha over the well, so therefore the kelim inside the well would become tumah, but since the kelim that are buried in the walls of the well are in their own cavity as a tefach by a tefach, that's considered an oil in itself and would protect the kelim inside the cavity from becoming tumah from the tumah that's inside the house. But if the cavity inside the walls of the well is less than a tefach by a tefach, the kelim inside that cavity would become tumah. Since the cavity is less than a tefach by a tefach, it's not considered an oil, so therefore it would not protect the kelim inside of them from becoming tumah from the tumah that's inside the house. Imhayu koisle hachadus rechavim misha bayis benkach ubenkach tahirim. If the walls of the well is wider than the house, that the well stretches out underneath the house, and the walls of the well are outside the house, in such a case, whether the cavity in the wall of the well is a tefach by a tefach, or whether it's less than a tefach by a tefach, the kelim inside of them would be tar. And since the walls of the well are outside the house, or the well is wider than the house itself, in such a case, the well is considered a oil b'tnei atzmo. So whether the cavity is a tefach by a tefach or not, it's considered a separate oil than the oil of the house, and it would be protected from becoming tameh from the maize that's inside the house.